invite you to join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Seven after the hour, I've been advised to take a deep breath. Richie?
Oh, it's always good for you.
This is the third hour, for those of you who are keeping track of this, for those of you who hang around for the whole Good Day program, third hour of the program. You can listen to hours number one and number two if you haven't heard either of those two. My rants. Richie said he'd heard it all before. I think there were a couple of new things in there.
Well, you did your TSA rant this
right.
morning.
Yeah, that we've heard.
Earlier. And, once I've heard that, I start to checking my calendar cruising through my email when you get about 60 seconds into it.
Very much. All right.
No disrespect, Gina.
No, of course not.
Yeah, not
Dr. Ken coming up in a minute with this week's medical news. Right now, though, it's time for us to see if we can work on your house a little bit. The folks at Ace Hardware bring you the following information on bathroom remodeling. By the way, you can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and send us a home improvement tip. And in doing so, you become eligible for a gift card. Is it the $25 or is it
$25 Visa gift card? Yeah.
All right. Okay.
If we pull your tip out as the best tip and we use it on the air, you will get a $25 Visa gift card.
All right. So are we smart enough to have monitored the ones that we had last week, or are we starting from scratch?
No, this is new. So starting from scratch. Yes.
All right. So go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and give us a tip. What have you done around your home? Home improvement tip. If you work in the bathroom, like Richie had a question not long ago about caulking in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Those are things that need to be done. How do you keep the grout clean? Keep the bacteria, that black stuff that grows in your tub? How do you fix all of that? Some people think they have to tear the bathroom apart and put in a new one. Of course you don't. You just have to clean it up. But if you just don't like your bathroom, remodeling it may be a good idea, but it is, I will tell you, all the things you can redo in your house. It is the most stressful project. You got to plan, because it's not like the kitchen, you have big space. You got a limited amount of space in there. So how did you do it? How did you plan the bathroom remodeling to make sure that everything came out and you had room for the shower stall, a tub if you wanted, the various things that are necessary, the medicine cabinet, the sink, the toilet. Sometimes you got to really work it.
The floor is where it all starts, and I lay out my floor and then my vanity. Uh-huh. Those are the two big things. And I will give you one tip that on this last bathroom I redid.
Yeah.
I went to let me see. I ended up buying my vanity top from from a stone cutter.
Really?
From the guy who did my kitchen countertops. And it was much cheaper. Yeah, it was very well priced. So, search all your options when you buy that stuff.
Yeah, look around. All right, so this is a great tip right there. Home improvement tips. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show. You'll see in there a lot of different things because we have all kinds of threads going conversationally every day. But if you'd like a $25 Visa gift card, we'll give away starting next week from those who send in tips. We'll pick out one that's good and we'll make sure you get a $25 Visa gift card from the folks at Ace Hardware. And those of us who are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Doug Good Day program, that's why it's $25 because we're celebrating 25 years. The home improvement tip brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Hardware store. Ace is the helpful place.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Ensuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Time now for you to think about your smile. When you're smiling. I actually was using this stuff earlier, Richie, myself. Power swabs, trying to clean up. I've been told by someone near and dear to me that I needed to get rid of a little of that yellow at the bottom of my teeth.
It's always good to do a spritz in once a year or so.
So the great news here, that you can look your best without spending a lot of money or a lot of time. The teeth that you have that are, whether they're yours, or as they used to say, store-bought. Power swabs will clean them up. If you've got them, and by the way, sometimes the stuff that's on your teeth will cause bad breath as well. So just clean it up. Get rid of the embarrassment. You're getting antsy in your job. You want to go for a new job. Interview time. You go in the door and you got yellow stained teeth. Nah, not going to happen. You need to look your best, and this is easy. If you've tried some of the other whitening toothpastes or those strips or the stuff in the what do you call it, the tray you stick in your mouth, nah, you don't want any of that stuff. You'll do very well, better, in fact, than with any other way to whiten your teeth by using Power Swabs, the first and only tooth whitening system that lifts stains off your teeth using a wonderfully, it's a patented system using coconut oil. There's no bleaches, any of that stuff. Power Swabs works on your teeth. Call now, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Show off your teeth after you've treated your smile with Power Swabs. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. 800-865-7602.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Good Day program with his overview of some of the important news that he's researched from multiple sources. He's like all the other good doctors that are practicing. They keep up with the trades. They keep up with the times. Because, as you've explained many times on the air, Ken, you can't, I think you said once, actually, that most of the things that you learned in school are kind of obsolete now.
I would say 90% of what I do today, I did not learn in medical school.
Wow, so what's the point of going?
Well, you need a good basement.
Somebody's got to give you they have to get certified?
Well, I'm sure they're teaching in medical school what you're doing today, and then as everything changes, it changes, and then so do you.
Exactly. All anatomy doesn't change.
No. Well, depends on whether you're getting older or not. Anyway, Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, so we start off with the question that's been researched time and time again. How do you know if it's a heartburn problem or you're actually having a heart attack?
This is a problem that even the best doctors sometimes get wrong. If you have any doubt, you need to go to the emergency room. But heart attack pain, Doug, may spread to the arm, the jaw, or the throat, which is not likely to happen with indigestion. In addition, heart attack pain may diminish if you sit down and rest. Again, that is not likely with indigestion. How long the pain lasts is also a clue. Heart attack pain will last for a fair amount of time, whereas indigestion, it can be fleeting or can last all day. And this is uncommon for heart-related discomfort. If you are unsure, please get it checked out, because I have seen too many people think they're having indigestion, end up having a heart attack.
All right, so something else in terms of cardiac problems in another trade publication, the ozone level and how it could be connected to a problem with your heart.
Very important journal, Circulation, this week. Doug, cardiac arrests, they're more likely when the levels of air pollution, especially soot-like particles in ozone, have been high in recent days or even hours. Evidence already links airborne particles with heart disease and lung problems, but this is the first article research to show that ozone is an important factor. So when that air is lousy, if you have any heart issues, you may want to stay inside in good air conditioned air.
All right. Here's one that I'm sure we could go on with forever. Some of the best, the greatest patient lies have been put forth in an article. You've heard some beauties, I'm betting.
Absolutely. You know, patients, they do want to please the doctors. So usually if someone has a problem with either alcohol, smoking, or illicit drugs, most doctors will often double what they're hearing as the use. They're also lies that occur about diet, exercise, adherence to medication, sexual histories, taking alternative medicines. And doctors say patients play down symptoms out of fear of a diagnosis or hospitalization. And other patients play up symptoms because they want to obtain such things as a handicap parking permit or a controlled substance.
Right. Yeah, I bet that. But how could you go in and be so silly and say, "I don't smoke, Doc," and the doc can smell it all over you?
It happened to me last week.
Really? Unbelievable. It did. Yeah. All right, so Dr. Ken, Consumer Reports has done some work on fish oils, and they have been fairly critical of most fish oils, with the exception of Cardiol. You and I like to talk about Cardiol because it really is helpful. You've checked it out. What do you find?
Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients. There's this all-new natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood, known as triglycerides. We use Cardiol with our patients because we've seen excellent results in as little as 30 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA registered, and Cardiol is easy to take, just one capsule a day.
I've been in Dr. Ken's office. I see the displays of Cardiol. I see people asking about Cardiol, and you can, as well as the people who are involved with Dr. Ken, take advantage of the opportunity from Cardiol that gets you a free 30-day trial. Use Cardiol for 30 days. Call 888-809-6420. Or you can go online to cardiol.net/Ken, cardiol.net/KEN, and ask for the Dr. Ken free trial. Use this product for a month. Test your blood before and then after. And the folks, by the way, Cardiol can hook you up with a tester as well when you call 888-809-6424. Ask about that. Cardiol.
Less expensive way to detoxify your body.
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at
anytime.
It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Get into the world of music a little bit. We like to do this from time to time, especially as we celebrate the 25 years this program has been on the air. Go back to with us, if you will, to this week in 1989 for the top five songs. And we're just going to count them down from number five to number one.
As a little punk kid, Dougie, loved this song. I'm such a fan of Joey Molly. I don't know. I just loved it.
Dancing all over your bedroom with this one.
All over.
So who's
she
this?
Always wear, this is Jody Watley, isn't it?
Nope.
No, who is it? Talk about the lover in me.
Sheena
East. That's right. And okay, here's what I remember about this. In this video, she had a pair of earrings that I desperately wanted. They had bows and then they had hearts, and I will never forget them to this day.
Wow.
Yeah. It took me a minute to remember his name as well, but yes, this video, I used to dance to it all the time.
She had a few things I wanted to.
All right, let's see.
I was a little kid.
you remember number four from this week in 1989.
She will then. Let's see how long it takes her to get this. Ready? Yeah. I'm going to count it down.
I already know it.
Who is it?
Hello? Are you ready? Here's your big finish, but it's too high. Lost in Your Eyes.
And who is it?
Gibson.
Yeah,
very good.
Of course.
All right, let's keep the quiz going.
Challenge me, please.
The next
musical
one.
Challenge number three from this week in 1989, Jennifer.
Bon Jovi, perhaps?
Yes. Perhaps.
Anybody? Bon Jovi?
Yep, very good.
Yep. All right, Bon Jovi, Born to Be My Baby.
Right, you say the next that? One is so easy, Doug.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Did she?
I knew what it was. I mean, I knew it was Bon Jovi in the song. I didn't see the song title though.
Born to Be My Baby.
I apologize. I will. I will play correct. I will play in the right way now. I will give you song title and name.
The next two are so easy, Jen. If you were in a coma, you would sit up out of your bed.
All right, you think I'm going to get them, huh?
I know you are.
All right, you bet on me. Oh, please.
Come on now.
Hello, Tolo.
Come on. Wow.
Wild Thing.
Wow.
He still has a great raspy voice, doesn't he?
What do we know about this guy? I don't know. What's his real name? Fred Smith?
I don't remember his real name.
I know it. Hold on.
He had this song and Funky Cole Medina were his two big hits.
I used to refer to him as Tone Deaf.
That's his cousin.
Okay.
Let me go look and see what his real name is here.
Deaf Leopard.
Anthony Terrell Smith.
There you go. See, I was far off with you.
Love this dude. He's hysterical.
Oh, he's great. And his videos are always funny.
All right, but to bring it home for Jen. Wow thing.
Number one. During this week in 1989.
Hello. Do you know she was a Laker girl? Everybody knew that, right?
That's how she got started, right? As a Laker
Michael
girl.
Michael Jackson.
Not only was she a Laker girl, but she choreographed all of their routines while she was on the team.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I was a rocker.
What a great week.
So not a huge Paula Abdul fan, except for the fact, what year was this, 1985?
89.
All right, so I'm, you know, a few years out of high school and everything. She was the it girl.
Oh, she was.
I mean, as far as like, oh my God, she's beautiful. When you're 22 years old or 3 years old or whatever it is, she was it, man. Nothing better.
All right, so there's Richie's love.
You know, Richie has a prejudice against blonde stuff.
On Paula Abdul.
Not at all.
You too. You are a brunette guy. Maybe
28 past the hour, yoo-hoo.
Okay.
Insight Daily Radio.
La Farah.
Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Over 10 million people have bought the book, What Color is Your Parachute? This manual for job hunters has been extensively updated each year for over 40 years. The author of What Color is Your Parachute? Dick Bowles.
I feel compelled to edit it every year because I have that kind of a mind. I like that idea of rethinking the book every year. It keeps me on my toes, keeps me excited about writing the book and rewriting the book, keeping it up to date and so on. So that's why I do it. The secrets for today about job hunting would inevitably drive someone to think internet, internet, internet. But you learn after a while the internet is both a blessing and a curse. You not only can go and find ads for vacancies all over the world, but you can find them for small places that you would never have been able to locate in the pre-internet days. What makes it a curse is it makes people get lazy. You're lulled into thinking, oh, I can give up the energy and time that I was otherwise going to have to spend on this. I'll just wait for the internet to tell me where there's a match. Most times, you don't get a match. If you do intelligent work and you spend lots of time on your job hunt, your success rate will be directly proportional to that.
Dick Bowles, author of the bestseller, What Color is Your Parachute? There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're invited to join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Let's send people off or up. Are you ready? 34
Always ready,
FBI.
Sir.
Dr. Joy Brown is going to identify a problem and then fix it. I'm just listening to some of her calls from yesterday. She talks about all kinds of things that are important to families, coaching parents on how to deal with children that want to play too many sports. I think oftentimes, yeah, that's a really interesting thing for those of you who are parents. If your children, sometimes we accuse the parents of pushing the children to do too much. There are children, however, who will do because they want to. Mommy, 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 can I do this? Daddy, 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 can I do this? And they keep themselves into all of these various these organizations or the tasks or maybe some sports, and they run themselves ragged.
Or you have a kid that's just got so much energy that you need to have something for them to do all the time.
Yeah, right. And that's an age thing as much as anything else, I think. Anyway, so Dr. Joy takes lots of calls from people all over the country every single day, and I think that we maybe have our own little special corner for her because she likes to fix problems, so we're going to have her fix a problem for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Well, Slo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, so now we have some food for thought. Before we get into Joy and her fixing a problem, I just was thinking about where my head has been all morning. And one of the things that I have worked on, we all have things that we work
on. A lot of really fun answers to that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. I was Meredith and I were just talking about, funny, she was laughing about something that we said, and I didn't think it was funny. And she said, well, that's why it's funny, because you don't think you're funny.
That's right.
And you?
She's got my philosophy.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You're funny, but you don't know you're funny.
All right, so
that's
that
the
say
only time you are funny.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, when you think you're funny, you're not really funny.
No.
But when you're not
although
even thinking about
think
being
funny,
you're hysterical.
Well, that's the trouble with so many of the people that we throw off the program who are supposedly comedians, because they aren't really funny.
We don't throw anybody off the program that are comedians,
right.
Because I just don't book them anymore.
We don't have any come in.
Because we all know this is the place where comedians go to die.
Yeah. Right. So what I was thinking about with regard to to being funny, and whatever perception you have about yourself. And I think Joy would be interested in this too. Dr. Joy Brown is here with us on the Good Day program. One of the things that you and I do as people who talk with people on the air, not talk to people, talk at people, we talk with people. I mean, I think that's the way it needs to be, although there are a lot of people who do what you and I do who don't talk with people. They talk at people. Right. Now, I mean, that's entertaining to a point. It depends on what your mindset is. Everybody finds different things of value. But I will tell you one thing that we all have to have, whether it's Joy, me, whether it's people on the radio, or just people who are having a conversation. You've got to be a good listener. A good listener is not only popular wherever he or she goes, but after a while, you actually will get to learn something by listening to others. Isn't that a shocking thing? Listening.
Yeah, Doug, when I first started, I did a lot of interviews with people because the idea of a psychologist on the air was kind of foreign.
Right.
And people would say, how did you get to be a good talker? Except the Japanese. I did a whole bunch of interviews with Japanese television, radio, and newspapers. I speak no Japanese. And they said, how did you get to be such a good listener? It's a cultural difference, I think. But in this country, people will, you know, if you're writing a dating book, you talk about how to get a good line as opposed to how to listen to somebody, how to make contact. Because you're absolutely right. First of all, we're only going to learn when we listen. But second of all, people, I think, feel much more connected to us when we listen to them as opposed to we talk to them.
Yeah. Well, and that's the way it ought to be, because they've come to you, especially in what you do on the air, for help. I was just looking at some of the calls from yesterday, parents calling about children. What do you find, people, that you're here because one of the most popular parts of your program is identifying a problem and then fixing it. What's wrong? And then, you know, kind of going through the motions that are intelligent to fix something. So when it comes to parenting, is there a theme or a thread often that is, or is everybody's question really unique?
No, I think you ask a really important question. Doug, I would argue if you got 10 parents in a room and said, if your kid runs up to you and says, Daddy, Daddy, do you like my picture? What do you think the appropriate response would be, Doug?
Yeah, I love your picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And on some level, you can see, well, that makes some sense. But it's actually not the right answer from my point of view. The right answer is, do you like your picture? And I'll tell you why. If the kid just slapped this thing together, they know it's a stupid, crappy work of art. And so their mom or dad is, you know, conning me. It's not very good. And so what we're trying to do is, and even if it is good, what we want the kid, what we're really interested, first of all, interested in gets to your first point of listening rather than talking. Because that's probably the major mistake we make as parents. But also, what we're trying to do in our kids is build a sense of self-reliance. So the important thing is not, do I like it, but do you like it? And if you like it, why do you like it? If you don't like it, why do you not like it? What's the next step? And as parents, none of us are taught that. And so I would argue that the major mistake we make as parents, and you kind of already hit on it, is we talk rather than listen. We lecture rather than hear. Where we view ourselves, we confuse the role of parent with that of parole officer, judge, jury, and for step-parents, I have this nasty little comment that says what we need to do is be good friends and good hostesses. Make the child feel welcome and be willing to hear them and to guide them if they want the guidance. I would argue that we'd be better parents if we did that. That we do, and most of us, if our parents were great, it seems seamless. And if we hated what our parents did, we do the opposite, which is probably just as reckless. So it's the toughest job any of us ever undertake with essentially either no training or bad training. But if I had to do one statement about how to be a better parent, it's just listen rather than talk.
Is your daughter, you have a daughter who's an adult now, did she ever listen to you on the radio?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know completely about that because, you know, mothers and daughters have this thing. My daughter, she has copies of my books, and one of the reasons I know is that, you know, the boyfriend du jour said, oh, Dating for Dummies, and my don't go there. My mother wrote it. So I do know that part. She actually called me once that I know of when she was a younger woman, and she and my mother both called. I think my daughter is a terrific woman, and I'm intensely proud of her, but she has to go her own way, and I think having a mom that people know publicly is a little complicated for both of us, probably more for her than for me, so I never ask, and we do have conversations. She will occasionally ask my opinion. I've learned that the way to parent her is to put an idea out there and walk away from it.
Really?
And let her decide whether or not it makes sense. I also don't offer her advice unless she asks.
So there's I don't know if rule is the right thing. You're a single mother. Raised your daughter as a single mother. And she's your only child.
Correct.
So what challenges has that, other than what you just outlined?
How does it feel to be put on the couch?
I think that there's a, this is not for Joy, this is for other mothers, mothers, who have maybe a child, and I just am thinking of someone that I know who has a daughter, and the thing that she does is practice more or less what you just said. If it comes up, the daughter brings it up, not the mom. And I think oftentimes what happens in relationships with parents, especially single parents, who are trying hard, perhaps too hard, to be good at what they do, whether you recognize all of the things that get in the way of normalcy, if there is any such thing, you know, if there's not a man around, how much does that affect what goes on?
I actually put great effort into making sure that her father was in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And because I, even though, you know, I wasn't crazy about him, I really wanted her to grow up with two parents. So I really worked at that. I'm very careful as a single woman to not introduce any men to her until I'm sure they're going to be around for a while, because I get dating, but she doesn't, especially young kids.
Right.
And she is very judgmental about anybody. You know, I feel that, you know, you worry about taking your boyfriend home to meet your parents. I worry about taking boyfriends home to meet my daughter. She will eat them alive. But she figures she's the only one who can abuse me, not other, you know, men are not allowed to do that. That's her job, so.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. That's very interesting.
And I think as being, you know, I think any parenting is about separating out who you are and what you want for your child and what they want for themselves.
Right.
Because they may not overlap. And I really want her, I want her to be happy. I mean, she's, that there are questions that I see what I want for her, but I keep my mouth shut. And I'm also very careful about not commenting on, she has no problem commenting on whom I'm dating. I never comment. I did it exactly once. She wanted me to meet this guy.
Yeah.
And she said, "What do you think?" And I said, "I think he's sexy and smart and charming, and I can see the, and he's funny. I think he's superficial as the very Dickens. He slides around on the you know, the top of life. And for a life partner, you need somebody more than that." She wouldn't speak to me for 3 months. And I was, and the worst is, of course, I was right, which makes
course.
It much worse. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it does. All right, so Dr. Joy has all kinds of presence. You can check her out on Facebook. She has a blog at drjoy.com. You can hear on the radio every day in the afternoon.
Twitter, I've got Twitter. Can you
Twitter.
Believe that?
I know. It's all the stuff. Streaming, Facebook.
Know.
We have all of this stuff. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, check out Dr. Joy. She is a joy to have around. Joy, thank you. 12 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? I bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
Yum. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another? Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
a wonderful tool. The on the toolbar on your computer, you want to Google something. I'm using Bing a lot more.
Bing.
So I do that when I have somebody on like Joy. I just do a quick search. And then I thought to myself, okay, let's do Doug Stephan. And I put Doug S. in, and I came up third on the list. Is that a surprise?
Oh, my God, he's Googling himself.
No, I never have, but this is... I'm binging myself.
You've been binged.
I've been binged 51 after on Good Day.
In Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Spider Bait, Richie.
Yeah, I like this song.
From the movie Ghost Rider, Ghost Riders in the Sky. This song originally goes back to the 1940s, done by any number of artists, mostly cowboys. This was from the number one movie during this week in 2007, Spider Bait.
And of course it was in one of our favorite movies of all time.
Ghost Rider.
The Blues Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah, but they did it. They performed it themselves.
Yes.
Right, these guys. Yeah. Okay. I think the first version was done by Vaughn Monroe, as a matter of fact, back in the 1940-something, and everybody's saying, Vaughn who?
I'll take your word on that.
Who is he? Thank you, Richard. All right, so let's get to our Movie Matters. Chuckers off today. Movie music, we get started with that. We have a contest and a lot of movie news. Interesting, going back to 1997, Rosewood was the action drama that opened on this date, 1997. John Voight, Ving Rhames, Don Cheadle, and Bruce McGill. I'm trying to remember the movie, and I don't. Anybody remember?
I don't remember Rosewood, but I like all those actors.
Yeah.
Remember we had Bruce McGill on? He was really cool guy.
He's an excellent, excellent
very
character
cool guy.
Actor. Yeah, I enjoyed that conversation as well. Thank
he
you.
He was in Animal House.
Was he?
Bruce McGill?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. He's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Very recognizable
good guy.
Character actor, working all the time. I don't know if Chucker talked about this. We better do our contest, then we'll talk.
Okay, let's do our contest.
Let's do the contest for today. The lady who stars in this is 26 today, and I don't honestly say this would be a Jennifer deal because I don't know who she is, and I think I sort of remember this movie. Let's see, more importantly, if you remember this movie. We have three audio clips from this movie. You listen to them, figure out what the movie is. You'll call us at 888-302-3684 for the swell prize. If you win, you'll get the prize. And if you don't win, you won't get a prize. It's wonderful how that works, isn't it? Huh? That's the American way. All right, here we go with the first clip.
As boyfriends go, Polly Bleeker is totally boss. He is the cheese to my macaroni.
Cheese to your macaroni.
Cheese to my macaroni. Just makes it better.
888-302-3684. Got any ideas, Jennifer?
No, not yet.
All right, next clip, Richie.
If they were talking about in health class how pregnancy, it can often lead to an infant.
Typically, yeah.
Was this a recent, relatively recent movie?
2007. Number one during this week in 2007.
I think I have it.
I'm all right.
It was a good movie, if it's what I think it was. Very quirky and cute.
Yeah, right.
It was quirky, and also, I think, Academy Award nominated, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're asking me? 888-302-3684.
Okay. I think I know what it is.
All right, let's get the last one.
VW bus.
No.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, no.
Nice.
Your parents are probably wondering where you are.
I mean, I'm already pregnant, so what other kind of shenanigans can I get into?
Got it.
Okay, yeah.
All right, you got it?
Got it, yes.
All right. Let's see if we can work this through. Meanwhile, in the movie news department, Shatner, Jennifer, is not happy with J.J. Abrams again.
Right.
He calls him a pig.
Really?
Now. Yes.
Because of the Star Wars thing.
Right, exactly.
He's okay.
Is happy. They apparently have had for a while a contentious relationship, and that's why he didn't get into the Star Trek when Leonard Nimoy did. And now he's doing Star Wars, and Shatner just took the opportunity. Somebody said, hey, what do you think about
give
that?
Somebody else a chance.
He's a pig. Right?
Yeah. Shatner also has a new app, by the way, called Shatoetry. Yes, he will read you poetry in a style only Shatner can do.
Chateau? So
is
it like with Chateau?
Chateau-tree.
Yeah, but is he reading poetry while drinking some Chateaubriand or something?
You know, well, isn't Chateaubriand food?
Chateaubriand is cheese.
I think it's meat, isn't it?
No,
like
it's
steak.
Meat.
Oh, is it?
It's steak, yeah.
That was really. But isn't there. But you would. What's a Chateau wine?
Chateauneuf-du-Pape. That's a good one.
It's a French one.
Anyway, what do I know? Hugh Laurie is going to play the villain opposite George Clooney in Disney's sci-fi flick Tomorrowland. You know that, is that a good thing?
Based on the land at Disneyland. That's interesting.
Hugh Laurie, he did the Mouse movies. Was it the little?
Oh yeah, he did.
Stuart Little. Yeah.
Little. Yeah.
Yeah, so
he was the voice in those.
He was the voice. No, he was the dad.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, Phil's listening in Mount Vernon to WMVO. What's the name of the movie, Phil?
Juno.
Juno is
Juno.
Correct.
Yeah,
how did you know? Did you go to see that? Do you remember it well?
Yeah, I vaguely remember it. It was a breakout movie for the girl.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.